All right, everybody. Hey, as promised, we got a family member with us this morning. An absolute genius storyteller. When I tell you, has completely upended Hollywood. No one in our current era has changed Hollywood more than this man right here. He's produced and directed close to 50 films. He owns and operates the first black-owned major film production studio in Atlanta, Georgia.
Come on.
He's a bad man. He's a good friend of the show. He's got a new project coming out on Netflix on February 25th, and it's starring one of our all-time favorites, and Lord have mercy, Madea. The movie is a Madea homecoming. Let's find out more about the movie. Please welcome to the show the one, the only,
Will Packer.
Let the shenanigans
begin. Ladies and gentlemen, where Will Packer and everybody else is trying to get to. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Mr. Rich Ass Tyler Perry.
Mr. Perry.
Good morning.
Hilarious. My new last name, Rich Ass. That's funny.
But, dog, you said Will Packer.
Will Packer. Will's producing the Oscars. I'm proud of it, man. That's awesome.
Man, that's cold, man.
That's awesome.
Man, how you been, Tyler?
I'm hanging in there, man. I'm really, really excited about everything that's going on. Life is good. I ain't got no complaints at all.
What drives you, man? What's behind you?
First of all, it was not being broke in the beginning and taking care of my mother. But at this point, Steve, you've been to the studio. You see all these kids coming to work here, all these black and brown faces that never had a shot, all these women never had a shot. So them walking through the gates, man, that makes me want to go to work every day.
I tell you, man,
I've shot a lot of times out there, man. And I'm telling you, I've been on every lot in Hollywood. I don't care if it's Paramount, Sony, Columbia, Radford, CBS, Universal. I've shot at every lot. I'm telling you, what this man has built in Atlanta is on par. It's probably the best lot I've ever shot on. And when it comes to space, area, and the interest, I mean, it's just top notch. It's not lacking anything. Don't you think for one minute that he built something that was, hope he got there. No, he got there. He got there and went right on past their ass in a lot of areas too, man. It's a great facility. And it's growing, from what I understand. So congratulations, brother.
Yeah, man. We've been sold out for 2 years now, so trying to get – I start building new stages this month just so we can get more people in, man. No sooner that I build them, they're gone. So we got 10 more we're building now, so we'll have 22 in the next year. So I'm really excited about that.
Oh, man. Wow. Look at God. Hey, man. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Won't he do it?
Still doing it.
Yeah.
He's still doing it. Still, right.
Well, hey, fool, listen to me. This all I can call him sometimes is a fool. But this dude right here, now we've been seeing these promotional pictures of Madea for the movie. Hey man, hold up, dog.
No, Obama.
Hey, what?
No more Obama. I'm so sad. Look, I'm waiting for Mary to call me and cuss me out, man. Everybody else I called and say, listen, I'm doing this spoof. I didn't get a chance to call her to see what she said, so I just put it up there, Madea J. Blige on Instagram, man. Everybody called me. Listen, I got so many friends calling me saying, are you okay?
No. Tyler, seriously, I just said, man, what's wrong with him?
You one of them. Are you okay? Do you need anything? You need a vacation? I'm just having fun, man. I'm having fun.
It's fun for us, Tyler. We love it.
Man, Beyonce's homecoming.
Yes.
She did a spoof on Beyonce's homecoming look at Coachella. Uh-huh. You done redone the Bridgerton. I actually got caught up in that show because I didn't believe it was going to last long. Because I was like, who is the black dude? With all these white girls and ain't getting killed in this movie.
Exactly right, right.
I was just trying to figure that out. And then Madea did the Mary J. Blige at the Super Bowl.
Oh my God.
Now, we all thought that Madea was retired. What brought her out of retirement? What happened, Tyler?
Honestly, though, if you look at what's happening in the world, all the social injustice and all the social unrest and civil unrest and things that are happening with people and this former president we had and just the pandemic, man, all the sadness, I just want to make people laugh. I wanted to laugh, and I want to make people laugh. And when I tell you I went for it in this one, she is as raw as she's ever been. I went hard with it, man, so I can't wait for y'all to see it. And look, you think that Beyonce thing is something, just wait to just stay for the end credits. That's all I'm going to tell you. Stay for the end credits.
Okay.
The end credits.
Stay for the end credits, man. Just stay for the end credits. And listen, Steve, I've never, like, I don't smoke when I got to work and stuff like that. I had to get high to do that last scene. I'm telling you right now, I'm high. I smoked me a couple of joints and sat there and did that last scene. It's crazy. It's crazy.
What?
Yep. That's the truth. That's
breaking
the truth.
News, ladies and gentlemen. This is a world premiere on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Tyler Perry smokes weed to do Madea.
I got purple that haze, the purple haze.
Boy, if you should have seen their face on Zoom. Man. Shirley and Carla, when you said you got high, they went. They mouths fell open.
I did. The only reason I could do that last scene, you'll know why when you see it, is I had to have me a little smoke. I'm just telling you right now.
Oh, my God.
That's why that was so stupid.
I can't wait.
We're going to let that sit in for a minute. Y'all sit tight. Hang on, Tyler. We'll be back with more with Tyler Perry right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, we're back. We're back with the one and only Tyler Perry, man. This dude right here, when I tell you groundbreaking, he's broken more grounds than anybody in our lifetime in terms of movies, productions, film studios. He's just been a first in so many areas. I remember when he first started doing these Madea things, and they were just looking at him talking about, that's not going to work. That's just a church project. It turned out to be one of the biggest movie genres in the history, and I mean he's done it his way, and his ownership of his projects has been inspiring. We'll never know how much he really makes and what he's really worth, but I can tell you all for a fact, way more than your ass can imagine. Boy, this boy out there, I done been around him enough. I've experienced some of his things, and I just want to say praise him. Let him use you in Jesus' name. If
Amen.
I can ever say one of my damn friends is about as rich as your damn friend, I can say that to most white folks. And that I thought I'd never be able to say. Hey, man. Congratulations, man. This is a big role. You got this is your 10th feature film starring Madea in a major role, and the return of Tamela Mann, David Mann, Cassie Davis, Gabrielle Dennis, plus a guest cast from a lot of people, man. You just, Tyler, have you thought about retiring?
Man, I'm 52. I got at least another 8 to 10 years to go. So we're gonna run hard up until then. How about this? I'll retire when you do. How about that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you're gonna run working. Hard too.
Yeah. Judge Steve, what you gotta say, Judge Steve?
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, I just got my hands wrapped around this one right here. This one's gonna be good.
Right.
Yeah.
20 years of Madea. It's been 20 years and people are still coming. It's blowing my mind. So for this thing to be on Netflix on the 25th of February, I just can't wait. People are so excited about it. 20 years, man. I'm telling you, something to run that long and still going, that's pretty awesome.
And works every single time.
Yeah. So yeah, that's great.
That's what it's great. Funny. But it's never the same, though. Now, Madea done got her ass in some real situations.
That's right.
She done went
right.
to jail. I can't wait to see her at the homecoming because it's a family drama that erupts at Madea's great-grandson's college graduation.
Yep.
And the movie
HBCU,
also
yep.
tackles a current thing about the...
LGBTQ+, Steve.
He was close, man. He was close.
Hey, man, I expect nothing from you except the best, man. You've been an inspiration, brother. I thank you. The Judge Show is patterned after what I learned from you.
So, that's awesome, man.
Hey, man,
that's awesome
hang on. Hang on one second,
okay.
man.
Okay.
We'll be back one more time. with the legend that is the rich ass Tyler Perry.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We have a natural born fool on the show with us, Tyler Perry. Ain't no need of going around it. He's done so much. Man, we were talking before we left off. We were talking about all of the things that he's broken ground on in the industry and everything. And this new Madea film, this Madea is going to the Madea homecoming. It follows a family drama that erupts at Madea's great-grandson's college graduation. Why is it that black people wait to graduations for stuff to pop off?
Ceremonies.
Well, listen, hell, I paid $37 for that damn. I have $37 what I put in on that boy to go to school. I can say what the hell I want to. That's my $37. I help him get through school. I bought a page in a damn book or something.
Yes.
That's the whole thing, man. She can say whatever she wants because she gave him
$37. $37.
Hey, man, so how did this wind up on Netflix? Is this your first deal with Netflix? Or?
No, the first thing I did was A Fall from Grace on Netflix, and that thing was so successful for them. They came back going, hey, what you got? What do you want to do? And they came with the Madea idea. I was like, okay. So what I love about it, though, is, you know, they always say black movies don't travel. They don't travel internationally. Well, A Fall from Grace proved that. That's wrong because of what it did all around the world. Okay. So when Madea drops, I just can't wait to see what happens. I guess everybody get to see it all around the world at the same time. That is exciting for me.
Great movie. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, thank you.
Everything. I loved it.
Yeah, I got another one I'm working on, too, so y'all be ready.
We're ready, sir.
Listen to this one over here.
We're ready, sir.
Here we go.
Was that Thomas? Is that Thomas?
I think that's Thomas, yeah.
Yeah. And Shirley and Carla, we're ready for the parties. We're ready.
Monica,
that's right. I'm working on it. Once we get this pandemic go over, Ben, I'm throwing one hell of a party. It's going to be just because it's over party. It's just because it's over.
Yay!
There's some areas at the house that we can have a party in. It'll be all right. It'll be all right.
Man, I wanted to, one of the things about this new Judge show I was saying before I went off the air was, you know, I've learned so much from watching this brother, and it was imperative, man, that I finally got the message, because I just didn't have the example in front of me over my life. I just didn't get it, man. I was going through so much trauma, I couldn't really focus. But what I learned from this brother was ownership. And that's been a critical piece, man, to this brother's success, because when you own it and you own content and IPs and all of this here, that's very valuable. And I think, man, what's going to happen with this man right here, when all of this stuff comes to light, I think what's going to shake out is we're going to be looking at one of the most, not only gifted, but one of the most financially stable people to come along in entertainment in our lifetime. As a matter of fact, when it comes to entertainment, I think this brother right here will surpass all that has ever been done in entertainment. And
wow.
I know He's for black people, but I'm telling you, it's a bad dude right here, man. Congratulations, man, on everything, brother.
I appreciate that, man. I really, really appreciate it. And that's what I'm hoping that more of us get to is ownership, you know. Because then when you, the more of us own, we start talking about what this other person doing or what the white man doing, what that one's doing. It's got to be ownership. That's the only thing that's going to give us long-term change. So that's why I'm trying to encourage everybody to own as much as you can, because that way you can make your own rules.
Wow. And that you have. All right, everybody, listen up. It is February 25th.
25th, that's right, February 25th.
And it's starting, our favorite is this, Madea?
Madea, yes, February 25th, I'm going to be on Netflix, thank you.
What's the name of the movie?
The name of the movie is Madea Homecoming, and we are going to be HBCU on February 25th on Netflix, thank you.
Mm-hmm. What can they expect from the movie, ma'am?
Me acting a damn fool, and I might even show my breasts. There might even be a wardrobe malfunction or two, but just be ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the one and only Mr. Tyler Perry.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
Got you, boy.
Tyler. All right, coming up next, it is the nephew and the prank phone call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.